USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate in the last state house election, in connection with recent shootings at the offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
I want to thank our partners at the FBI. I want to thank New Mexico State Police for their assistance, especially today with the SWAT situation. And their assistance from their SWAT team.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring with and paying four other men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. China's economy grew at one of the slowest rates in decades last year as lockdowns harmed households and businesses. China's economy expanded only 3% in 2022, the National Bureau of Statistics reported Tuesday. That's a sharp decline from the 8.1% pace recorded in 2021. The 3% marked the worst year for gross domestic product growth in China since 1976. The cowboy state is bucking the electric vehicle push.
Six state lawmakers want to end the electric vehicle sales in Wyoming by 2035. The measure they've presented says the move will help safeguard the oil and gas industry, which employs thousands of Wyomingites. And it warns electric vehicles will hinder Wyoming's ability to trade with other states. The bill also states that citizens and industries would be encouraged not to purchase electric vehicles before the ban goes into effect. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The World Economic Forum, the annual meeting of political and business leaders, kicked off its regular winter meeting after a two-year hiatus during the pandemic. The event, hosted by the Swiss mountain town of Davos, convenes under the darkest economic and geographical picture in years. Keynote speakers include German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and White House climate guru John Kerry. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The body of a man who's reported missing after Hurricane Ian hit Florida's Gulf Coast last year has been recovered from a sunken sailboat. The boat was recovered Friday afternoon in the Matanzas Pass area of Fort Myers Beach. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said 72-year-old James Denny Hurst was last known to be aboard the sailboat Good Girl as the Category 4 storm hit the region in late September. There was a close call for air travelers at JFK Airport.
It all began when a departing Delta flight taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway because of an American Airlines plane crossing that same runway.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff plans.
Rejecting.
Brian Healy was one of the passengers on that Delta plane.
The whole incident took about 5 seconds at most. There was I used the word scream earlier. I would say more like a gasp. There was an audible reaction when the brakes first activated.
Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. I'm John Schaefer.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be in Zurich, Switzerland on Wednesday to meet with her counterpart, China's Vice Premier Liu He. It's her first face-to-face meeting with the Vice Premier, as she's making a detour on her way to talks in Africa. Washington and Beijing continue to argue over trade, human rights, and the autonomy of Taiwan. Quarterback Tom Brady is out of the playoffs this year. Dallas beat Tampa Bay last night, 31-14. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.